9:35 the time. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. FourSeasonsGarages.com is where you can learn more. Alongside Blaine Bishop, Jonathan Schaefer, I'm Kevin Ingram. Let's bring in our friend Chip Walters. He is the longtime voice of the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders, and they're having today what's called the Moving Forward with Football Zoom webinar. That's coming up at noon. Coach Doc, Chris Massaro, Rick Stock, still Chris Massaro, again, noon Central Time, and different ways that fans can participate in that. Chip, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
We're good. Now, if people in Blue Raider fans or anybody around the community want to be part of this, there are various ways that they can take part, correct?
There are, but the easiest way is GoBlueRaiders.com is obviously the website. There's a story there with a link on it. It's a Zoom link, which most everybody now is familiar with Zoom. And you can just click on that link. You don't have to have the Zoom app or anything. You just go on. You can ask questions in the Q&A function, but it's also easy if you want to send an email in prior to. We've already got several of those lined up with folks who have already sent in questions at radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. But it's going to be an interesting time, and I think, it's an opportunity. And I think what Chris wants to do is really kind of give folks an idea that what has been going on behind the curtain here over the last, month, 6 weeks, that kind of thing, and how many different sets of plans you have as you try to move forward.
Yeah, Chip, how much has this situation just really put a strain on athletic programs, like the one in Middle Tennessee with, you're seeing schools of similar size and similar conferences, cutting sports in other places? I got to think it's pretty stressful over there for the folks in that office right now.
Well, the thing is, I haven't been in that office in 2 months, but, I get where you're going with that because, yesterday or 2 days ago, Bowling Green dropped baseball. Furman has dropped baseball and lacrosse. I think that's obviously a question that'll come up early today with Chris. But, obviously you have to look at belt tightening. And when you're in a league like Conference USA with so much travel, when it's a league that goes from El Paso to Norfolk down to Miami, that's a lot of ground to cover. And, how do you do things within the league to help take some of that stress that you're talking about off of your member schools? So, do you revamp your schedules a little bit? Do you do some things, with postseason tournaments or postseason events? I think there's a lot of that right now is in the idea stage we haven't seen full plans come out. I think once we get to around June 1st and we, that's only what 10 days away, something like that, I think right then we'll have a much clearer picture on when we're going to see athletes back on campus. As a matter of fact, the NCAA, one of the committees, is meeting today and is voting on something that will have an effect on schools being able to get their student athletes back on campus. But I think the momentum has been over the last week or so, week to 10 days. Listening to shows on your station and elsewhere with pundits from around the country, the momentum seems to be getting much, much stronger. And the confidence level that there will be football Labor Day weekend, I think, has gotten stronger.
Our guest is Chip Walters. He is the voice of the MTSU Blue Raiders.
Well, Chip, first and foremost, man, I want to applaud you guys for having this webinar, man. That was a great idea. I guess who came up with that idea? And as well as now how much you know Zoom and Skype. Before, I had no idea. You may be in a little different industry, but, man, Zoom and Skype can help you out to even when you do get back in the office, probably that you don't have to go in the office as much as before, or maybe remotely you could do some things a little differently.
Well, yeah, I'm old school enough to where I need to get up and go to the office to kind of get myself going. But this is Chris Massaro's idea that he wanted to be able to where fans had a basically a one-on-one feel and felt like, you know, that they, you know, could have that transparency and be able, because right now everybody's got more questions than answers, but to be able to provide some answers and at least, and, you know, if not hard answers, at least the processes that they're going through to come up with the answers. And you talked about the Zoom and Skype and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's going to be one of the unintended consequences. I think Zoom will be with us for a long time. As a matter of fact, we had we did some shows here over the last month with different coaches and used Zoom to do that. And Nick McDevitt, he says, you know, he goes, for our basketball team, he goes, I can tell you right now that we're going to have a Zoom meeting at least a couple of times a week to talk about all the non-basketball stuff. I mean, you know, because you know, when you get to the arena, then it's all basketball. But, you know, we may have our Zoom meetings twice a week to talk about, okay, updates on academics, community service, that kind of thing, to where you know you have their attention. They're there, able to take notes, put it in their calendars, all that kind of stuff. He plans on, you know, using that technology in a very positive way moving out of this.
No doubt about it. Now, have you guys discussed, I guess, some of the protocols, I guess, maybe for, or ideas for, let's say, team meetings, travel, home games? Now, will you stay on campus instead of in a hotel? I mean, what are some of the little bitty things you've kind of talked about, you know, daily that you got to get used to, that maybe you've thrown out some ideas or got some, you know, somewhat concrete answers on what you guys think you're going to do?
Yeah, and I think today is a great opportunity for fans to ask those questions. A lot of them I've already seen jotted down for today, but you hear things, you know, I've heard, you know, Conference USA, as we mentioned, and also we take into our account our G5 friends in the Sun Belt, which it's two overlapping leagues. I saw one proposal that a sports writer in Hattiesburg put out, that those leagues need to look more seriously at working together on scheduling, things like that. You hear things about the Conference USA maybe altering schedules to where you play more divisional games, where you might even play certain schools twice that are close to you, to cut down on plane travel, to where you have more busable games, maybe game times switch to where you're not having that extra hotel night, extra meals, possibly eliminating Friday night hotels for the home team in football. There's a lot of things that are out there, whether they're in the rumor stage or whatever. But I think, you know, I think in our league in particular, and Kevin's very familiar with both you guys are, and Jonathan as well, that I think the last thing anybody in our league is wanting to do is to cut sports and cut people. And so far we haven't seen that. And hopefully that our ADs and leadership in this conference can be a little more creative in finding ways to be a little more efficient than just lopping sports off.
Well said, Chip. Thank you for the time. And again, coming up at noon today, the Moving Forward with Football Zoom webinar is going to be with Coach Rick Stockstill and Chris Massaro. Chip, have a good day, man.
I appreciate it. That link is on GoBlueRaiders.com. See everybody at noon.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Pack a sandwich. 9:43 the time. Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. When we come back, the decisions facing the SEC regarding getting back on campus. More of the show up next here on The Zone.